Tyler, I'm starting to come around a little bit on the idea of the Steelers drafting Shedeur Sanders.
I tried telling you in the mock draft. He fell to you, and I was like, "Hey,
You did.
you were saying some pretty egregious things behind the line, behind the scenes, just so the audience
Listen.
knows the type of things he was texting me. He was not. He was the. He was the farthest thing from open to having Shadur as being his quarterback."
Listen, the more I think about it, the more I'm okay with him at 21. I think he is a first round talent quarterback. I do not think he is a top 10 pick. And the more I think about it, the more okay I am with the idea of him being on the Steelers next year, which probably won't happen, let's be honest. There's a lot of teams in front of them, and there are a lot of teams that could use a quarterback in front of them. So he's probably going to be gone anyways. But,
Good point. I was gonna say, I mean, you said as long as they don't trade up and get him, which the thing is that he will not be there at 21,
no,
just out of the blue. There's no way, I don't think, at least.
no, no.
Just with, how quarterbacks usually pan out and or well, not, I mean, not pan out, but usually just how the draft goes. I mean,
Yeah.
regarding quarterbacks, they kind of go quick and they go fast, unless, if there's even a slight showing that they might be worthy of a first round pick, they're usually gone at the snap of your fingers. So,
Exactly. And who knows? I don't think that there's any other quarterback in this class worth a first round pick besides Sanders and gosh, why am I stupid?
come on, you're I thought you
Went
liked this guy.
to the University of Miami
I thought you liked this guy.
and I love him. He's a very good quarterback. He's like
His name, like, is like,
it has a W in it, Tyler.
yes.
It has a W in
Same
it.
as an NFL cornerback.
Same as an NFL cornerback.
Yes, same last name. In your division. You're lying. Does
Nice.
Ward ring a bell?
Cam Ward. Oh.
That is tough, man. This podcast is called Knowing Ball, and you don't know the most likely number one overall pick and the best quarterback in the draft.
I do know his name. I
And
just
you just
blanked on
blanked for
it.
like 2 minutes on it.
I blanked so bad on it. It's okay. Dude, last year I was completely forgetting like Bryce Young was a human being.
Well, I mean, he's kind of he. I mean, at least last year he was easily forgettable.
Yeah. I completely blanked on Bryce Young for the entirety of last year. So
That's funny.
it happens. It happens. But anyways, Cam Ward
That's his
and
name.
Shedeur Sanders are the only first round caliber quarterbacks in this draft. That's my take. I don't think that's that hot of a take, though everyone believes
It's
that.
really not. I think the only one that might have a case that's kind of been rising, I feel like, is Jackson Dart, maybe.
Jackson Dart. There are some guys that are really high on Tyler Shook
Which,
out of
wait, who, what
Louisville.
quarter, where is he from?
Louisville.
That's what I thought. I
He's like
do, because
25, though.
I saw the, well, I mean, that makes sense, first off. I saw the Browns had like a pre-draft meeting with him. I'm like, who is this dude? I've never heard of him before.
He's had a lot of injury problems, which I think is definitely going to keep him out of the first round.
Right.
There are some people that see him as pushing Shedeur Sanders for the number two quarterback in the class, which I don't really see.
I've just never heard of this guy before.
He's fine. He's like I think he could be a good quarterback. I
What's
don't
his
think
name?
he's ever he would ever be. I don't think he would have the same upside that you'd have out of Cam Ward. And I don't think that he has the same kind of floor that you're going to get out of Sanders. Because to me, like at the very worst, Sanders is going to be like 20 to 25 in terms of quarterback in the NFL for his career at worst. Like I think that that is
Right.
kind of his floor.
I mean, dude, he had good stats. This Shug guy has had good stats last year. I mean, he played for Louisville, but still.
Yeah, I mean, like.
3,195 yards, 23 touchdowns, 6 interceptions, 75 QBR.
Yeah, I mean, there are people that
62%,
are high on him.
62% completion percentage. That's decent.
But again, like he had some injury issues. He's 25 years old playing against a bunch of
Yeah,
teenagers.
he's never had like a full season. It looks like he's just had like he's played like 5 games each year.
So, we'll see what happens with him. I definitely think he's going to go in the second round. I honestly could very easily see it going Ward and Shedeur Sanders in the first round, and then like Dart, Milroe, and Shook in the second round going
Yeah, that's yeah, I could see
in
that.
some order that way. But yeah, I think the Browns are in play to try and trade back into the first round to take Sanders if they can. So again, there's just too much space for the Steelers to be able to get him, and the Steelers don't have a second round pick, so they're not going to be able to get one of those guys in the second round.
Right.
Which is also why I'm kind of resigned to the idea of Aaron Rodgers being our quarterback.
I'm like, man, what are they like other like who what are their options other than Rodgers? Like
Mason Rudolph. At this point, is there any other? There's other quarterbacks
I
available.
think they should just hang it up. I think they should tank this year. I think they should
Just
tank
tank.
and just try and get Arch. Tank for Arch.
See, the issue with that though is like they're too good on the defensive end to be that bad.
Let's just say TJ Watt sprains his toe and then he's out for the year and he doesn't want to risk any significant injuries.
Yeah, that's a possibility, definitely.
And by sprain his
I'm
toe, I
trying
mean
to I'm trying to
sprain
see
his
like
toe.
which quarterbacks are still available.
There's like none.
I don't think there really are any.
I mean, dude, I would. Atlanta says they're not trading him, but like Kirk O'Chains would not be bad, I feel like.
Yeah, I would prefer Kirk to Aaron Rodgers just because Kirk is less of a headache than Aaron Rodgers, and
Right. Actually, like a good human being would be like a good locker room guy.
not an absolute trash
Maybe,
personality.
might be good to like if Kirk like were just rubbed off just a shed on like
Yeah.
Pickens and Metcalf too. Like that would be the
Yeah.
first thing.
That would be nice. That'd be nice. Is Tyler Huntley still available? I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that. Drew Lock, is he
Tyler Huntley,
available?
are you kidding me?
I'm throwing darts here, man.
I mean, do you realize the names you're listing off right now?
I don't know. I don't think this is an updated list of available quarterbacks right now.
I don't think it matters if it was. Do you really want those to be your QB1s, man? I would rather have Mason Rudolph over both those dudes, probably.
Consider.
Oh, sorry, Pro Bowler Tyler Huntley. I didn't put that into account. My bad.
Consider if we can. There's just no one good. Jared
About
Stidham.
how about oh like maybe see if you can get Mac Jones or something like that. That might be
No, I'm
a
good.
good
I'm actually okay.
I was just listing
I'm
horrible.
actually.
I was continuing the trend
Oh,
of you
okay.
listing horrible quarterbacks to be your QB1.
Listen, at least Tyler Huntley would be funny to watch play quarterback for us.
I guess, yeah.
See, it's going to either be Rudolph, Rodgers, or a rookie is the way I see it.
Yeah. Who's the other quarterback on roster? Skylar Thompson?
They have Skylar Thompson on under contract too, yeah.
I
I think
mean,
they've only got two under contract right now.
is Tim Boyle signed? You guys might want to go
Tim
after him.
Boyle is not signed. I think that we're okay without Tim Boyle on our
DB12, man. I mean, come on, he haunted you for so many years,
Go
you
get
know?
Carson Wentz. No.
No,
No.
no.
Trade a fir trade your first round picks for the next 3 years for Baker Mayfield.
That's ridiculous.
Hey,
That wouldn't
it
even
could
win. That
not
wouldn't even
possibly
win
be
you.
worse than the Browns
That
trading.
wouldn't even win you a Super Bowl, dude. There'd be no point in throwing away those picks like that.
They'd be a lot better if they had Baker Mayfield on the
Dude,
roster.
you guys would win one playoff game and then lose.
That's one more playoff game than the Lions won last year.
Really? And we still made it farther than you in the playoffs, which is the weirdest thing.
Yeah, that's because we had good old Russell Wilson as our quarterback, doing some Russell Wilson things. That's the thing, right? Is they had Fields and Wilson available to make an offer to. Didn't offer either of them. Like, didn't get either of them back.
Oh, don't give me that. You with the whole Russell Wilson shit out of nowhere.
I'd
Like
rather have Russell Wilson than Aaron Rodgers.
you were no, you were like, duh, if he resigns, I'm gonna be blah blah blah. Don't give
No,
me that,
if Russell
bro.
Wilson resigned, I would actually throw myself
No,
out the window. But I'd rather have Russell Wilson than Aaron
you
Rodgers.
can't take back your step. You can't walk back your take on that,
All
man.
right, Tyler, this is how I see it, right? If they re-signed Russell Wilson, I'd punch a hole in my drywall. When they sign Aaron Rodgers, I'm going to throw myself out a window. Both are bad, but one is less bad.
Yeah, but like you were basically asking him to leave. You're like, I don't want him
Oh, no,
here. Please don't resign.
I didn't
Please
want
don't
him. Nope.
resign him.
I didn't want him.
Now you're like, oh man, I wish I would have known what I had when I had it.
I mean, what they had when they had it was like still kind of
It's
a
like
bum, but he was our bum.
this is perfect because I got upset about this the other day because when Xavier Booker entered the transfer portal, my one friend who had consistently shit on him all year long and said that he should leave the team and that he needed to transfer away was like, oh my God, no, we're losing Booker too. And I'm like, wait a second. You just like were basically on your hands and knees begging this guy to leave the team. And now you're like, oh wait, please come back. Please come back. It's like, no, it doesn't work like that. If you're gonna feel one way about someone, you're gonna feel that way. Don't walk it back once you realize that the grass was greener before you let him leave.
It's less about the me wanting him on the team and more so they just let every option possible slip through their fingers and are now hoping that a 41-year-old asshole will sign with
You
them.
asked for anyone but Russell Wilson, and now you're not happy that you
Well,
got anyone but Russell
I didn't
Wilson.
mean anyone.
I'm just saying, I'm just
I
laying the cards
didn't
out there.
mean
I'm just laying the
anyone.
cards out there. That's the hand you were dealt at this point.
I didn't mean a literal anyone. I promise you.
Hey, man, Super Bowl winning quarterback could be the solution.
When's the last time Aaron Rodgers won a Super Bowl?
He beat your Steelers, I think. I think you might
Yeah.
remember that one.
In 2010. That was 15 years ago.
That's crazy. About unk status at this point.
Dude, I just. Yeah, like just roll with Mason Rudolph at this point. Like, who cares anymore? Who cares? We're gonna suck anyways. Who cares? Who cares?
It is what it is, man. I don't know what to tell you. Trust in the ownership, trust in the coaching, and trust your GM. They've treated you so well recently. I don't know why you wouldn't trust them.
You know what, Tyler? You got a point. You got a point.
The funniest,
We
the
got.
funniest, the funniest move, I think, continues to be DK Metcalf trade because you guys solidified your receiving core, and then you just don't have a quarterback to throw them a ball.
We have an amazing strategy to win. We have the greatest receiving core we've had since like 5 years ago. And maybe Ben comes out of retirement.
Listen, maybe
No,
this is what they were
I'd
thinking.
actually stop watching football if that
Maybe
happened.
this is what they were thinking. Put Metcalf and Pickens on the same field together, and by the end of the game, they'll just have beaten everyone's ass, and there'll be no one left to play, and you guys will just have to win the game.
Exactly. Maybe you just throw George Pickens in the Wildcat the entire game and then just let him go to work. Just let
I
him
mean,
goober
yeah.
it up. Gosh,
Then he
no.
can't bitch about not getting the ball either.
That's true. That's true. Tyler, we got a fun comment on our last video from Jordan Wood 3999.
Okay.
He said, "Keep grinding. As a Commanders fan, I'd love drafting Shamar Stewart. Would have also loved Jalen Walker, but I don't think he'll be there at 29 IRL." So, Jordan, thank you for commenting. Amazing. Yeah, I mean, the Commanders have such a good. Tyler, why are you staring at me like that?
Oh no. I don't know if those are those real players?
Yes, Tyler, we did a mock draft. Tyler!
I was like, I didn't know if you were being serious or not.
Tyler!
Wait, who?
Tyler, are you okay?
No, who are who? What were the names again? One more time.
Shamar Stewart and Jalen Walker. We had the Commanders taking Shamar Stewart 29
Oh,
overall in our
okay.
mock draft.
Down one. Okay, that's okay.
You were just giving me shit about not being able to name Cam Ward.
Okay, there's a difference
You
between Cam Ward and
no.
Shamar Stewart.
Tyler, it's not that, it's the fact that we literally just recorded a mock draft last week.
That was last week, man. Time flies.
Anyways, Jordan, thank you for commenting.
Yeah, hey, shout out Jordan.
Appreciate it.
Go.
That was really the point, was, we had a nice fun comment. What a great guy.
Appreciate you.
And yeah, glad
That's
you
a real fan because, like, I don't know that person unless
Tyler,
you.
you're not supposed to tell them that.
What?
You don't know Shamar Stewart? Oh, you don't
No.
know Jordan. Oh.
Yes, I'm saying he's a real fan because I don't know who that is.
I thought
I'm
you
saying
were.
I'm saying that's special because like usually a lot of the viewership I feel like is from like just like my friends and family or your friends or your family. So it's
True.
means a lot that Jordan is watching our videos or watched that video and commented.
So Jordan's our new favorite subscriber, at this point.
Got to prove yourself if you want to be if you want to earn the title of new favorite subscriber in the
Yeah.
comments and liking and subscribing
Exactly.
on the YouTube and on the Apple Podcast and Spotify
Yeah, we
and
are on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Gosh, Tyler, what happened to us? We were rocking and rolling for a few weeks, and what I don't know what just ha I don't know what happened. We're
I don't know. Reset.
reset.
It's like the Office meme where it's like they re the 0 days since our last what is it?
Pods since last like derailment.
Like shenanigans or something like that.
Yeah, gosh. Oh my God. Tyler, I mean, I'm not gonna lie. We did our mock draft. There's NFL drafts that like teams are getting visits. Shedeur Sanders visited the Steelers, he visited the Raiders. Other guys are getting visits. There's not a whole lot going on in
Right.
NFL besides draft stuff. We already kind of did our
Right.
draft thing,
Yeah.
and I don't think we need to do another mock draft until it gets a little closer to the draft, to
Yeah,
be
that I
honest.
feel like that would be a bit redundant right now, at least a week apart.
So I think we can do one before the draft,
Yeah, we should have.
but
I'm telling you, man, we should have had the Steelers taken Shadur and that
well, maybe
the.
they will on in our second mock draft.
Then
Maybe
we could have been the first to report it. So.
we were the first. Okay, well, if they go to the Rams, we're the first to report
Which,
that.
by the way, if Rodgers doesn't sign with them, that looks bad on us because in previous podcasts I said we're first to report Aaron Rodgers as a Steeler. So then we're gonna be they're gonna be throwing around propaganda. They might say we're trying to send tell people. Like, I don't know.
We don't have nearly the audience to send tell people, Tyler.
I know. But what if we did though?
If we did, we could spread misinformation every single day.
By the way, the meme is 0 days since our last nonsense, not shenanigans.
We do have quite a bit of nonsense on this pod. I think we can take a step away from NFL maybe today.
Yeah.
I got my shit off. I don't know if you have any shit off to get about the Lions that you want to say.
No, other than I didn't appreciate the shot you took at the Lions earlier, but
I'm
no,
just
yeah.
kind of jealous
Okay,
that your
actually
team's good.
one thing really quickly. I was watching a TikTok probably like 2 hours ago. And it was just these like four dudes talking on a podcast and they were like, "Okay, you have to keep three receivers and cut five all time." And this dude's just like he's not it's not like down it's not it's like he picked them randomly, right? So like he did like D-Hop was one of their keepers. Marvin Harrison Sr. was one of their keepers. And then AB And then they
Interesting.
cut D Hop, cut Andre Johnson. They cut who else? I mean, they cut Tyreek Hill. That's obviously whatever. And then they cut Calvin. And I was like, dude, first off, what?
Wait, so they kept AB, Marvin Harrison, and who?
D Hop. Oh, they cut Julio too.
Oh, okay. So Marvin Harrison Sr., low key, is the only one that makes sense to keep.
What? I was gonna say he makes no sense to keep.
No, Marvin Harrison Jr. was like the greatest wide receiver of like the early 2000s. He was so dominant. He was so dominant.
He do respectfully, he's not top five.
Those weren't the top five receivers that they just listed, though.
There was
Did they have Jerry Rice, Terrell Owens in there?
No.
No.
Randy wasn't in there either.
No, Randy. So they're not naming the top five wide receivers. They're
Okay,
just naming.
but Julio and Calvin both have, and AB have both, all have cases for top five.
I don't think AB has a case for top five.
Really?
No,
That's surprising.
I don't.
I'm not really on the side of AB having a case for top five, but I'm
So
just saying, like,
here's my thing with AB. He was very, very good and was the best receiver in the NFL for a couple years. But a lot of that got overblown by the, oh, he has a long streak of five catches and 50 yards per game, which is kind of a really stupid stat.
That's a dumb stat.
And I feel like that became so much of the narrative around him. And then he also kind of, did his other stuff. And maybe I'm just being ridiculous. And maybe I'm just becoming biased because AB has gotten on my nerves. I just don't think that he was dominant for long enough to be top five.
Interesting.
Because even though
Interesting.
Calvin retired early, his level of dominance was
I mean, he was just good every year.
like his level of dominance was to an extent beyond
He had dudes double
almost what
him
we have seen from a receiver ever,
at the
right?
line.
Like he was triple teamed.
Okay, it's just really
That's.
just the thing that pissed me off the most was that they didn't like it was weird because like it wasn't like they had a list of those players and then they cut it down. He like gave them to him randomly, like one at a time. So they had to like
Oh.
try and strategically do
It's
it.
like cut or keep without knowing
But
what
then
comes
they
next.
weren't even like they didn't even like apologize for saying like, oh, like we should have waited for Calvin. It just made me mad because like that dude's obviously top five and easily a keeper in that choice. Who's your
That's
top five
fair.
receivers then, Thomas? Give me your top five receivers of all time.
My top five receivers of all time.
Yes.
Terrell Owens is not number one, but he's I'm in no specific order. Terrell Owens, Jerry Rice, Randy Moss, Marvin Harrison Sr., and yeah, this is great podcasting.
On, who? Give me your last one.
Gosh,
Choose.
it's
Stop,
so
stop,
hard.
stop, chop. Just give me gut answer, gut response. Go.
Calvin, I don't.
Okay. You didn't have, did you say that because you that's what you thought or what? Who is it between?
I was between Calvin and Julio, honestly.
Really? No mention of someone
Like,
that's
I
probably
will
the
say, like,
wildest.
Chris Carter is someone that came to mind. Like, there are older guys that came to mind.
You're not thinking of someone that was like that's probably a lock for top five, I don't think.
Who am I missing?
Larry Fitz, man.
No. Top five?
Yes.
Top five?
That dude didn't drop passes at all. Are you kidding me?
Listen,
You need to look, you
Larry
need to
Fitz is top
rewatch.
10. Larry Fitz is top 10.
You need to rewatch the Larry Fitz tape, bro. You're talking Chris Carter potentially in your top five, but not Larry
Chris
Fitz.
Carter was good.
Dude, you are high. This I'll give it to you in a specific order. Randy Moss, Calvin Johnson, Jerry Rice, Terrell Owens, Larry Fitzgerald, top five.
So ours was like the exact same,
No.
except pretty
Yeah,
much.
I guess, yeah.
Our difference was that you had Larry Fitzgerald and I had Marvin Harrison.
Yeah, but you probably have those guys ranked differently, though, than I do.
Terrell Owens is number one, low
You think
key.
T.O.'s number one?
Yeah.
I respect that. I like T.O. T.O.'s dope.
It's so funny because I'm like shitting on Antonio Brown for his shenanigans and then
Yeah,
my favorite
T.O.'s like the
receiver.
whole like start of the diva.
My top receiver is Terrell Owens.
That's funny. Okay. Anyway, sorry for the side tangent. I just made me mad earlier when I watched it. And I almost wanted to comment on their TikTok and be like, I just clicked not interested on this video, so I'd never see you guys pop up on my feed again.
You know which TikToks I love? Have you seen the videos of like, oh, I shouldn't use the word love because it's going to sound weird. You know which TikToks I really like are the ones that are like they're like the middle schoolers that are talking about food.
Bro, the MD foodie boys.
Yes.
Dude,
And they're like,
yes.
what are your guys' thoughts on pancakes?
Dude, those dudes are, it's just like, it's the most like basic conversation ever. It's like, this is not entertaining at all, but it's funny because it's like the one kid had never tried Taco Bell before and he ate a taco from there and he's like, oh my God, I'm definitely a fan of Taco Bell. I'm like,
I know.
no.
I don't
What?
like syrup on my pancakes to become too soggy.
Bro, like, come on.
I love those kids. They're so funny.
They are funny. I don't know if you saw, but he would like Dave Portnoy invited him to do like the
Oh,
pizzeria
really?
and shit. So
That's
he like
funny.
they went all around and did all the pizza. It was funny.
That's so funny.
Yeah. Anyways.
Anyways, yeah, we can take a step back from football a little bit. NBA basketball is getting into the playoffs soon. Pistons are in the hunt. They're playing the Knicks as we speak right now. For those of you also who are going to be watching this later who watched that Pistons game, it's currently 78-72 with 4 minutes left in the third quarter. So that you know what I'm doing in the background.
Oh, yeah.
Tyler, but you know, I'm excited for these playoffs. I mean, I know you kind of told me when we first started you don't know a whole lot of what's going on right now. You've been more casual this season.
I've been mostly focusing on the Stones, not like a ton, but like I do know a lot about what's going on with them. Other than that, though, like the rest of the league, I'm not super in touch with.
I feel like
So,
you're also the guy that like you check in when it comes to when it gets to playoff time.
oh yeah, definitely.
Like
I'm definitely
regular
more.
season, you're on autopilot. Like you
Yeah,
might
I
watch
mean,
a game if it's
I'll see what's
on.
on Twitter and everything like
Yeah.
that, and I'll look up, if I might bet on a game or two every once in a while too. So that always, keeps me interested. But yeah, no, and it's nice with the playoffs coming around and the Stones are actually competitive and like are going to be in a playoff series. That's like super nice to actually have.
And they're not an 8 seed
Yeah,
for the first
exactly.
time.
They're yeah, not in the eighth. Yeah, which.
They if they win tonight and if they win out, they're the 5 seed. If they lose and the Bucks win tonight, then they're out. They're the 6 seed. So
Okay.
we'll see what happens with that.
Damn, the Pacers got to the four slot? That's
Yeah,
crazy.
the Pacers are up. The Bucks kind of went on a bit of a slide. The Pacers went up.
Damn, I wish we were in a series. Well, I kind of hope we went out then and that the Bucks lose because I want a series with the Pacers because I know we've been like beefing with them all year long.
That'll be a fun series. Honestly, I couldn't complain about a Knicks series either. That would be fun too.
Yeah, that'd be good. Yeah. Plus, the Knicks are not good against the top teams this year. I don't know if you saw that stat or not.
Yeah, they're not. They're
They're
not.
0-9 against the top teams in the league.
Mikal Bridges fades when he plays against top competition.
Fronts and chokes.
But anyways, so the playoffs are coming along. Tyler, I want to get your thoughts on this for a second. We're going to look at
Sure.
the Western Conference, where
Yeah.
it stands.
I got it pulled up right here.
We got the Thunder at the 1 seed.
14 games ahead of the next closest team,
They've
which is
had such a good season.
insane.
Such a good season. Shea,
Actually insane.
do I think that Jokic should get the MVP? I think yes. Is he going to win it? No, it's going to go to Shea. Yeah, they've had such a good year, man.
Listen, I want to say this really quick. I don't like Shea. I did like him at first when he first came into the league, and then he became a foul merchant, and that's when I don't like players. When you become a free throw line merchant, you instantly become at my number one hate list. Actually, number two hate list,
If
right
he was on
below
the Pistons, would
LeBron.
you hate him?
Anyways, once you become a foul merchant, you go to the number two hate spot in the NBA, which is right below LeBron James. And this is what happened. Like, I didn't like James Harden when he was good because he was a free throw line merchant. I don't like Joel Embiid when he was good because he's a free throw line merchant. All these dudes that flop and get to the line for all these this weak ass, soft ass calls. It's the most annoying thing ever to watch in the NBA because it ruins the game and it makes these people hype them up and say they're MVP and they deserve this and that when, 30% or 40% of their points come from the free throw line. It's like, dude, are they really that good, or are they just getting a lot of free throws? I mean, obviously they're good. We can't. I mean, James Harden was obviously a great scorer. Joel Embiid's obviously a great scorer. SGA is obviously a great scorer. But when you're getting 30 and 40% of your points from the free throw line, it's like, dude, I don't know. I'd rather, roll with Jokic, who doesn't go to the stripe as much and does a whole lot more than, shoot free throws for half the time he's in the game.
That's fair, I suppose. Shea does average 8 free throws per game. Which, yeah, compared to like the Pistons and Cade not ever getting any free throws,
Right, and I think that's
not
kind of what
great.
doesn't help either, is because I know Cade doesn't have, like, no refs give Cade a whistle at all. And
Yeah.
this dude is like, okay, and especially like after watching when the Pistons played the Thunder and like Cade was ejected that game, it's just like, dude, I don't know. It just makes you feel like they're paying the refs, which obviously, they probably aren't, but the refs have
I
an
just think it's, I
affection,
just like
have an
the memes of like,
affection
I just
towards
turned
them.
on NBA TV and guess who's at the, you'll never believe who's at
Dude,
the
that's
field.
my favorite. That's why I say that too, because I know that's a big meme too. Because like, I saw something. It was like the Florida versus Houston national championship thing on ESPN, and it was like, "What the fuck?" And it says SGA makes free throw 2 of 2 or whatever. It's so funny.
Oh my gosh.
Funny, but the Thunder are good. Obviously, they are, and they're
Very
just
good team.
they're a
They're so young
well-oiled
too,
team,
man. It's gonna be, if they can
which
keep
is
the
like.
core together, they're gonna be so good for so long, and
Which
that
is kind
is
of why, like, you would be concerned about them in the playoffs, though, too, at the same time.
they are, yeah, I can see that. They are really young.
I think
I
their
don't
ceiling, I
think,
think their ceiling is like the Western Conference Finals.
I see them losing in the Western Conference Finals too.
It's like that other young. I mean, they've had this before with, Russ and KD and Serge and that team where they were younger.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, I could see the Lakers, who are currently the 3 seed right now, being that team that moves to the finals just because they have LeBron and Luka, and you
I
know, they
mean,
have
yeah.
been able to turn things up a bit. The Nuggets are basically like, I guess they gave up on the year because they fired their GM and their head coach.
Yeah, which is like a head scratcher, I guess, but it's almost them just saying like we gotta just like restart,
Which,
obviously.
it's so weird because like 2 years ago they won the finals with Mike
Right.
Malone as their head coach.
Right.
Like, I don't know. There's, the
But
NBA
here's
is
the
so
thing, though.
quick. These leagues are
Here's the
so
thing, though.
quick to fire the coach, and it's like, it's not the coach, it's the GM that, like, you just didn't put a good enough team together. That's all it is.
Yeah, but is that true, though?
I mean, listen, I don't think Russell Westbrook is trash,
Yeah,
but
he's a
he's
team
not a
killer.
good fit for that team.
Yeah, he's the team killer. He's not a good he's legitimately, I don't think he's a good fit for any team.
Because he's not, he, like, what Russ needs is to be able to be a ball dominant point guard.
Right.
And at this point in his career, there are very, very few opportunities where he could be the best point guard, or the, even on the teams that maybe their starting point guard is worse than Russ, they have a different player who is more ball dominant. And
Right,
so Russ
right,
becomes redundant,
right.
right? And so that's kind of the issue with Russ right now. And yeah, they, I
Well,
guess the Nuggets are just punting on the year, even though
I
they're
think here's
in the
the
four
thing, like
spot.
that whole thing was like Jokic was having like they went on that 4-game skid and Jokic was like having all those like he's it started with that 61-point triple double and they lost. And then they lost 3 in a row after that too, and it was like I don't know, man. When your best player is putting up 61-point triple doubles and you're losing that those games, and I don't know if there's an answer for that. Like, there's obviously something else going on. It's not your players aren't playing bad, right? I mean, which Russ did lose them that game, if we're being honest. But then again, like, I don't know. I guess it comes down to coaching, I feel like, but whatever. They didn't have a great. They didn't. I mean, their floor has become the championship, I feel like, since they've won. Like, that's what they expect. It's championship or bust for them, I feel like, which I don't know if is the right idea because the West is so strong all the time. And I think that they had a good team at the right time, especially with, like the Lakers were good, but they, the Nuggets always had their number and they were kind of fluctuating with how they wanted to do lineups still. Like, they had D'Lo at the time and they had Rui and like all these, like pieces that just didn't match together. So I think the Nuggets were great at a time when everyone else kind of didn't have anything figured out all the way. Now I think teams have a lot more figured out, and obviously we can see that with the West because it's such a tight race with everyone that's not the one seed, obviously with a Thunder. So I don't know. I think they should maybe fix their standards just a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, it's just one of those things where you're still the four seed. You're still a very good team.
Right.
I kind of get like you want your standard to be high, but at the same time, have the Nuggets really earned the standard being a championship team? Like when it's the Lakers and it's the Celtics, like you get it. Like those
Right.
teams have such heavy championship pedigrees where it's like, yeah, if you're not
Right.
winning, if you're not making deep playoff runs every year, you're not having success as our coach or as our player.
Right.
Which,
But then again, I feel like it's the combination of like they have Jokic and
yeah,
he's
he's
legitimately
the
the
best
either the
player.
best or the second best player in the I think most people would say he's the best player on the planet right
Yeah.
now. And
And, like, I get that.
honestly, LeBron, really quick, I think LeBron might be to blame for this just because of like he was the best player on the planet for 15 to 18 years and he consistently made it to the final. He might not have won, but he consistently made it to the finals almost every year.
And he
So there
left the
might
moment
be
that he knew his
some of
team was going
that
to win.
rubbing
Yeah.
off into the NBA, right? I don't know.
Yeah, I just think it's interesting. The NBA is so, like, I get being like, we need to win a championship.
Right.
But at the same time, like, is it so bad to be like making deep playoff runs 10 years in a row? Like, being, I lose in the finals, I lose in the, like obviously you want to win a championship, but if you're making those deep runs, like clearly you're still on course
You're doing
for
something right.
that, right?
Yeah.
Like there just needs to be a change to get you over the hump. And sometimes maybe it is the head coach, but when you already have a head coach who has shown he can win a championship,
Yeah.
who has been viewed as one of the top coaches in the league in Mike Malone for years now,
Right.
it's like, really? Is this what we're doing? Instead of maybe just mixing the roster up a little bit more to not have, some bad construction going on. Like, I do think that losing Bruce Brown, as weird as that sounds, and as much as Bruce Brown hasn't been what he was on the Nuggets now,
Right.
like, they had those role players
Yeah.
that fit so well with what they were trying to do.
Yeah, he really was a perfect fit for that championship team.
Him, Kontavious Caldwell-Pope,
Yep, KCP.
like
What's the
those
one
guys really
I think they have the
fit.
one guy still. What's his name? Like Braun or something like that?
Christian Braun,
Yeah,
yeah, he's still on his
he
rookie deal
yeah.
too. But like having those guys with Jokic, with Jamal Murray, you had Aaron Gordon and Michael Porter Jr. who are like halfway between being a star and being a
Right.
just
Yeah.
regular role player. Like they're
Yeah.
kind of caught in the middle there.
Yeah.
Like a good team, right? And
Right.
then, the construction just got weird. They weren't able to keep Brown, KCP left, all that kind of stuff. So, yeah, like they didn't reload properly,
Right.
which is more on the GM than it is the coach. But yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't, especially with knowing the history of how the West is always so competitive,
So deep,
hard
yeah.
to win in, like, they
I mean,
like
dude,
it,
the
there's
T-Wolves are the eight.
there's every chance that they're the four seed and they still make it to the finals.
The T-Wolves are the 8 seed, and they are 46-33 this year. And
They have more wins than the Pistons, and the Pistons are the sixth seed.
they would be the yeah, they would be the 5 seed in the East.
Yeah.
So.
So, yeah, I mean, it's, I get it, like it's championship, like every team now has this weird championship or bust mentality.
Right.
Even when, you're still making strides forward in development, it's not
Yeah.
enough. But yeah, I
The
mean,
NBA is much more of a cutthroat league,
mm.
realistically. Like it is really championship or bust a lot of the time. 'Cause like if you're in like the 1 to 4 seed range, it's like it's really championship or bust, which is different, I feel like, from other leagues, obviously, but I don't know. It's a very cutthroat league. It's very, and they're very quick to act on it too. Because
Yeah, there's
I
no
mean,
patience in the
you'll
NBA.
see it in the NFL. Like, I mean, dude, Brian Daboll is still the head coach of the Giants, and he's had two atrocious years back to back.
Yeah.
Like,
And then you have like Sean McDermott hasn't won with been able to make it out of the AFC Championship
right,
with the
exactly.
Bills. Mike
He's still
Tomlin
there.
hasn't won a playoff game in how many years? Like the
The
NFL.
NFL and the NBA are very much polar opposites when it comes to keeping head, I won't say GMs, but head coaches specifically. I think GMs, obviously, in the NFL, you see a little bit more of a mix-up more frequently, but
Yeah, I feel like in the NFL, like some teams will be quick to get rid of a head coach, but usually it comes a lot down to like the culture the head coach instills too. Like if they really like the culture of the head coach, they will keep him around beyond maybe what he maybe should.
It is a little different in the NFL too, just because like when you bring in a new head coach, they're going to bring in new coordinators and the offense and defense is ran. If you
And
have
then
a
there's
new,
also the quarterback of it all,
right,
like
exactly,
the coach will be
right.
like, oh, we're gonna take this rookie quarterback. We're gonna suck, so you can't fire me because we're gonna suck because we have a rookie quarterback. But give me 2 years with him and we'll turn him into a star. Like, you know, that is definitely prevalent. But yeah, man, it's just so weird in the NBA. But yeah, I mean, looking at the West, like it's so competitive and the Nuggets, that is weird. The Suns not being in the playoffs right now is hilarious, not even in the play-in.
Dude, they stink. I feel bad for KD, honestly.
Feel bad for Booker, man.
Yeah, D-Book. He's gonna be a Piston though, so it won't matter.
We'll see. We'll see.
That dude loves Detroit.
He does. He
It's a
does. Even though he's
shame.
from Grand, he's not even from Detroit, but
It
okay.
should be a crime that the Pistons they pass on him, correct?
Yes, they did.
It's a crime.
Yeah.
Whoever passed on him should be locked away and put in.
That would be Stan Van Gundy.
SVG needs to get locked up for that.
Yeah. I don't think SVG was a bad coach for the Pistons. I think he did not need to be the GM and the head coach. That was probably his biggest
Yeah,
fall.
that
Because
doesn't really.
the way that he had his team playing, in theory, should have worked, but he locked them into some really bad contracts.
Yeah, man, the Pistons have not really had a traditionally really that, I mean, until more recently, like great draft picks in that era at least that we were just talking about, but
But I mean, I don't know exactly how much we want to get into the weeds of the NBA playoffs. There's some fun stuff going on. I think that in the East, that kind of 3 through 6, those matchups are going to be really fun.
yeah, those would be
Because
good.
I feel like those all 2 of those series could swing either way.
Right. Yeah, I mean, dude, the Cavs have been phenomenal this year too. Everyone, I think everyone came in thinking that the Celtics were going to be the clear number one, and then the Cavs have just been just consistent. I mean, I think people were waiting for them to kind of like halter at all, or whatever, falter a little bit, but they haven't really at all this year. I mean, they're 63-16, so I think they have the one seed locked up there. And then obviously the Celtics are great. I think the Celtics will probably beat the Cavs in the Eastern Conference Finals. Just because they've been there multiple times.
Yeah, especially because it's just when you look at what the Celtics have on their team, it's just so hard to,
In a 7-game series,
in a 7-game series with
come
what they
on.
have, like, yeah.
They're just deep. I mean, Peyton Pritchard didn't know he was a runaway for the sixth man of the year, but he's phenomenal. Obviously,
I
he's
think
been
it's he, him and Be and Malik Beasley right now are kind of the two in the running for right now.
I meant like I checked the betting odds for it, and
Yeah,
Peyton
it's
Pritchard's
it,
like
Pritchard's by a lot still.
-1100, and Malik Beasley's +500. But to be fair, Malik Beasley, I'm gonna sprinkle a little bit on him. He has a
He
case,
has a
100% has a
very,
case.
very good case. He might win the 3-point crown this year. He's made a lot of threes. But
Yeah,
yeah,
that dude is a hooper. I'm so glad the Pistons signed him.
they better keep him in. They better get him to stay because
Agreed.
that would suck.
But yeah, I mean, I don't know. I'm honestly really surprised about the Cavs. I did not think they. I obviously know they have a good team. Donovan Mitchell's a great player. Mobley's good. Garland's good. They have Garland, right? Yeah.
Yeah, they have Garland. It's Garland, Mitchell, Mobley, Jared Allen, and DeAndre
Jared
Hunter.
Allen. Oh, DeAndre Hunter. Okay.
Yeah, they
Yeah,
got
that's a good. I mean, that's a good
I think they
squad.
got Hunter at the deadline, yeah.
That's a good squad. But yeah, I mean, I'm surprised that they are playing so well so consistently, I guess.
Yeah. It's awesome
But
to see.
I honestly think, unfortunately, I don't think the Pistons make a run to the conference finals. I think it's the Celtics and Cavs have that conference,
Yeah. I can see
unfortunately.
the Pistons making it to the second round.
I agree.
Cavs making it to the third. And honestly, I don't really even see them making it out of the first.
Yeah.
Being as honest as I can, I
I think
just
it'll be a I think it will be a competitive series,
they
but
will play very competitively. They're so inexperienced, right? Like they've never played. Most of those guys have never played playoff basketball
Yeah.
yet. So, I
The
see
I will
them.
say one more thing. The Bulls continue to stay in their limbo of in the play-in tournament and never getting out of the 8 through 10 slot.
And
So
they're
that's
gonna be doing it again next year because they're locked in on a lot of those guys.
Yep. Yep. It honestly it blows my mind how consistently they're in that spot. It's like the past, I don't even know how many years they've been in
Yeah.
that exact same situation. So
I do wonder if the Heat decide to blow it up after this year. Like,
mean,
obviously they have like Bam still, they have Tyler Hero still. They got Andrew Wiggins back for Jimmy Butler, but
I
like
don't know.
losing Jimmy Butler, you kind of lost literally like the heart and soul of your team
Yeah.
in a lot of ways. And I do just wonder if maybe they decide to blow it up,
I think it's getting to that
restart.
time.
I think that if they decide to blow it up, Pat Riley retires as the GM.
Which I don't I mean Bam, yeah, I don't know. I'm not a big Bam guy, and I don't think Tyler Herro's that great either.
Like they're both very talented players,
Yeah, they're good, don't get me wrong.
but they're not like
The Heat are in the exact position you would expect them to be in with their lead guys being Tyler Hero and Bam Adebayo.
Like I think that
I
Tyler
think it's
Herro,
the
Bam
best one.
Adebayo could be very good like third options
Right,
on a
right.
serious team.
Yeah.
Being option one and two, and being option one and two in a situation where like they are the only options, basically. Not good. Like, I think
Right.
it worked with Jimmy Butler, with, Bam Adebayo being option two because Jimmy Butler was just so,
Right.
he was
He
one of the best
was,
players in the
dude, when
league,
Jimmy
right?
Butler was Jimmy, like he
Like, he was that
was,
guy.
yeah.
He was that guy, especially in the playoffs.
And then I mean, they had a good team. Like they had the perfect people. Like they had Duncan Robinson on the outside, Tyler Herro on the outside, Bam down low, Jimmy doing his thing. It was like the perfect mesh of people.
Yeah.
But obviously, Jimmy wanted out, and when Jimmy wants out, he, yeah,
Yeah, Jimmy
it's the
Butler's
end of
kind
the
of an
it's the end
asshole.
of the chapter. It's the end of the chapter when Jimmy wants out.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, the resurgence of the Warriors with Jimmy Butler has
Yeah, I
been,
could see them making some noise in these playoffs, to be
dude.
honest.
Steph
Just
Curry continues to amaze me. He's,
Steph Curry,
I love Steph Curry.
having Draymond, still doing Draymond
Boy,
things.
Depoy out of nowhere.
I'm kind of surprised that he's
Which,
just
as long as it's not Gobert, I'm happy because I hate that
But
French
no
move
one
that
likes
Curry.
Gobert anymore.
I
It's so
hate him.
funny.
I hate him.
But yeah, the defensive player of the year for Draymond did kind of come out of nowhere and
I
to me.
know.
Like I wasn't really
Which
looking at it like that, but
apparently wasn't Mobley in first, I think, and then he like everyone's kind of pissed about like Draymond coming out of nowhere, I think, because Mobley kind of deserves it the most, I guess.
I don't know, man. Like it's just an award.
It's an
Obviously it
award.
does suck because the NBA has it really stupid where the awards and all those things factor in how much money you can make.
Right.
So yeah, it does matter who wins
Right.
it, right? But at the
To
same
them, it
time,
matters at least, right? Yeah.
yeah, like it shouldn't have to matter if you win it or not for your money.
Yeah.
Like I think that that's the really stupid thing. Like for me, awards are cool, to like be able to like recognize like people that achieved things, and like when you have think pe players that are really close, like it like I don't care if
Yeah. I mean, to put it on their resume, and
Draymond
it's
or Evan
fun because,
Mobley
like,
wins, right?
if you debate and stuff too, like you could say, you know, Jordan has 10 defensive player of the years, LeBron has zero, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah, like that's fine, but like at the same time, like for me, it's like as long as they don't give it to fucking Karl Anthony Towns, like as long
Or
as
it's like
Kat
as
doesn't
long as they
get
don't
it.
give it to like LeBron James, right? Like
Yeah, exactly.
that dude
Like
doesn't play defense
as
at
long as
all.
it's someone who has like a legitimate argument to win it, I
Right.
don't care who actually wins, unless it's like my guy,
Right.
like if it's
But
like
like Like last year when Luka should have won the MVP. I know. That's how I felt too.
I mean, Draymond's kind of my guy, so I do kind of hope he wins, but like at the same time, I
Yeah.
don't like he's not that kind of guy, but like,
Dude, if he had never went to MSU, I think I would probably despise Draymond Green.
oh no, yeah, for sure. But he
And
went to
just like
MSU, so
if you're a Warriors fan or you're an MSU fan, you love Draymond Green. If you're an anything else fan, you think he's the worst person on planet Earth.
exactly, yeah, but yeah, I mean, like I was kind of saying, like the only reason I feel like it matters for NBA is just because it factors into contracts so much, which is so dumb.
Right.
Yeah. Tyler, you got anything else you want to talk about?
Real quick, portal news, MSU. I mean, this is not NBA, but it has to do with basketball. MSU picked up Caleb Green from FAU, so that's sick. He can shoot the rock, which we need.
So could Frankie Fiddler, and we saw how that turned out.
Really, man?
Frankie Fiddler was a sharpshooter at Omaha.
What is your deal?
What?
Why would you bring that up? Anyways, Trey Holloman got into a bar fight last night. I don't know if you saw that or not.
I didn't see that.
He got in a fight at Fieldhouse. And then he got into a fight with a bouncer at Ma Mash or Bash or something. I think it's a new bar. I don't know. Some other bar. He got into a fight with a bouncer. So
He's on his way, you know, he's smashing some windows on his way out. That's
yeah, and then I saw someone replied, you either live long enough to be a hero or die.
you die a hero live long enough to see yourself become the villain.
Yes, that one right there, yeah.
Tyler's seen The Dark Knight. He knows what he's talking about.
Yeah, that is a great movie. I forgot the words.
My
So
gosh.
that's all I gotta say. That's the rest I gotta say.
Okay. Well, everybody, if that's it for both of us, I guess that's it for both of us.
Yeah.
We're on Spotify,
One
Apple
more time,
Podcasts.
Jordan. Shout out Jordan.
Yeah, shout out
Love you.
Jordan, number
Shout
one
out.
fan. We're your number
Commanders,
one fans.
fuck your team for beating the Lions. That's what I gotta say about that. But Jaden Daniels is a baller. It's all
Hey,
good.
the Steelers beat the Commanders, so sorry, Jordan. You got Russell Wilson last season. That's all I gotta say. Get
Get ready to learn. Get ready to learn Moonball,
ready to learn Moonball. Yeah,
buddy. All
I
right, that was funny.
always gotta deal with Russell Wilson two times a year.
Okay, that's funny.
Yeah. But yeah, that'll do it for us.
Yeah.
We're on Spotify, Apple
Like,
Podcasts,
comment, subscribe.
subscribe on YouTube, comment. Jordan, give us another comment if you made it this far. We do appreciate it. And we'll see you guys in the next one.
Peace.
Adios.